Hello, welcome back to the Magic Woods Podcast. This episode is called The Tombs of Notnik. Well, Whisker and Pinky's wedding was a big success after those interruptions, and afterwards they all partied late into the night. The Dakins and the refugees had little idea of what had transpired that day, but they trusted King Whisker and Queen Pinky, and when the royal couple said that the little boy who had once been an author was actually a good guy, they just accepted it. That summer, the animals spent all of their time together, playing, laughing, dancing, singing, enjoying the peace and happiness of Sundrop Island. When fall came, they settled into new homes. Kitty and Bunny lived in a little cabin not far from the city. Doggy and Murr settled in next door. Ripbit and Chippy lived in a treehouse nearby. And some people who lived in Sundrop City started calling the tiny village where Kitty and her friends lived, Kitty City. Whisker and Pinky still lived in the castle, of course, but their friends came to see them often. Murr visited them almost every day and became the royal librarian. Jeffrey and Bebo often visited the animals too. Over the next few years, the animals spent most of their time together in peace. Kitty and Bunny got married, followed a month later by Doggy and Murr. The Stuffies got back together and played a few concerts. Kitty briefly opened a restaurant called Sweet Spots and Waterfalls. She faced her fear of water and helped the Hobgoblins build a semi-permanent party barge that circled Sundrop Island once a month. And she gave Kitty karate lessons to Judge Beaumont, who proved that you can teach an old cat new tricks. Kitty was different now, much more patient, even when Bonky Donkey, whom she briefly hired to work in her restaurant, broke all the crockery with his butt within the first 10 minutes. She journeyed to Dilica and apologized to the Songflowers, and even sat through an hour's worth of their songs as penance. She met the Bobcat while she was out that way. He seemed confused and unhappy. Kitty said, "What's wrong?" The Bobcat sighed. I thought this world was the only one. And then I found out about all these other worlds and all these other beings, and it all just makes me feel insignificant and lost. I was so happy thinking the forest was the whole world, and now..." He shook his head sadly. "Now I realize my happy, simple life was small and ignorant." Kitty nodded sympathetically. "I understand. I do. I've been to hundreds of worlds. But just because the universe is huge and we are tiny, doesn't mean that we don't matter. So enjoy your happy, simple life in your peaceful forest, and let that be your whole world if you wish. You needn't feel ashamed." The Bobcat smiled at her. "I shall try. Thank you for your advice." Well, that was the kind of hero Kitty was now. And she was happy most of the time, although sometimes she thought about Tyro and her old friends and camaraderie, and she felt a pain in her heart. But that's just part of loving and being alive. Now, even though Kitty and her friends had settled down, they still explored and had adventures occasionally. They went fog sculpting with the ice gnomes of Feneria, tried to climb one of the impassable mountains, and defeated a time-traveling witch named Ginger Futures, among many other adventures. One day Kitty said, "Hey Doggy, you and I should go have an adventure, just the two of us, like we used to do." Doggy said, "Oh, okay, Ruffy." Kitty said, "I know where we can go. I read about a place called the Tombs of Notnik." Doggy swallowed nervously. "Tombs? Like where dead things are buried?" Kitty said, "Yeah. No one knows who made the tombs or what's buried there, or if there's a curse on them. Nobody knows much about them at all. All anyone knows is that the tombs are ancient and huge." Doggy said, "Oh, when you said we should have an adventure together, I thought you meant maybe we'd go for a nice walk and have a little picnic." Kitty said, "No, Meowmy, this is going to be a real adventure. It's going to take us about 2 weeks to get there. We're going to hike out to the country of Rivard and check out these mysterious tombs. It'll be a great adventure for the two of us, just like old times." Doggy said, "Okay, sure." They packed enough supplies for a month-long journey, there and back again. They hitched a ride on a boat crossing the Middle Sea and traveled into the uninhabited country of Rivard. It was fall. The days were pretty warm, the nights were a little chilly. But they brought camping gear and food and extra clothes, and they made fires at night, so they never got too uncomfortable. And the countryside was beautiful, full of all the colors of autumn. And it was fun for the two of them to travel together. They talked and laughed during the days and giggled and told stories in their sleeping bags at night. Doggy even laughed like he used to when he was a puppy. One day they came upon a root beer spring. Doggy said, "Oh no, I'm not drinking out of that." Kitty said, "This one should be fine. The root beer springs were cursed in Delica, but this is a whole other country. Plus, the water dragon's nice now, and he made all the springs normal again." Doggy said, "Oh, okay." He filled his water bottle with root beer. "Mm-mm," he said, smacking his lips. "This is delicious." Kitty said, "Well, I'm glad we found a root beer spring for you." Doggy said, "And I'm glad you created a world that has root beer springs. Thank you, Kitty." At last they came to the tombs of Notnik, a set of huge rectangular stones. The stones looked very ancient. They were cracked and weathered and covered in lichen. Several of them had fallen down over the years. Doggy looked up at the stones that were still standing and said, "Oh my, I wonder what's buried here. Giants?" Kitty said, "I don't know, Meowmy, but this place is really cool. There's ancient writing on some of these rocks, and I have no idea what it means." She sighed with pleasure. "I love having adventures." They had a nice picnic on a sunny rock, and then they decided to explore inside one of the tombs. At first, Doggy said, "Maybe we should just admire the outside of the tombs and not the inside." Kitty said, "No, we have to go inside. Look, that one right there is cracked open a little bit. Let's go check it out." Doggy nodded bravely, "Okay." So they slipped through a crack in one of the tombs and entered an underground passageway. They didn't have a light of any sort. Kitty said, "Oh, we'll have to get a torch or something to properly explore this place." Suddenly, one of the giant stones shifted and crashed down. It slammed into the door, blocking the way out. Now they were trapped in the darkness of an underground tomb. Kitty went, "Oh, no, 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 no!" She felt around in the dark, trying to find a doorway or a hole or some other way to get out of there. At last she said, "There's no other exit. We're trapped." Doggy said, "Oh, I just thought of something else." Kitty said, "What?" "Remember when me, you, and Bunny went back in time in the Hoppalopter?" Kitty said, "Yeah." "Well, it was the three of us alone together, so why didn't we float to the pumpkin's time like we usually did?" Kitty said, "I don't know. That's not really an important thing right now." "Oh, sorry." Kitty groaned. "Oh, I just realized I left the bag with all our food and supplies in it outside." Doggy said, "Oh, I just thought of something else." Kitty said, "What?" "Remember how you said you left Ruru in the past, in that troll's cave?" "Well, it's weird that Ruru never came back to me, because every other time you did something to Ruru, it always came back to me. I guess the one thing you could do where it wouldn't come back to me is if you left it in the past." Kitty said, "Really? That's what you're thinking about right now?" Doggy said, "Sorry, my brain is kind of random sometimes." Kitty went, "Ah, what are we going to do?" Well, there was nothing they could do. They were trapped inside the dark tomb without food or water or supplies or light. It was cold and damp. They grew very hungry and thirsty. After they had been stuck for almost a week, Kitty said, "I wish there was a way we could communicate with the outside world." Doggy said, "Yeah, like when we had those talkie-walkies." Kitty said, "Walkie-talkies, right. Yeah, Meowmy, those would be handy right now." The next day, Kitty said, "Doggy, why don't you use your special powers to get us out of here? You're supposed to have special powers, right?" Doggy said, "I don't really have special powers." Kitty said, "Well, those little people that you said were in the sand thought you did, and so did Wrathworm." Doggy said, "Yeah, but I don't think I really do." The next day, Kitty said, "I can't believe we're going to die in here." Doggy said, "Yeah, I guess we're the ones who are going to be buried in the tombs." He shivered. "I'm just glad there aren't any ghosts here." Suddenly they felt the ground move a little. They heard a strange, faraway scratching sound. Kitty lowered her voice and said, "Oh no. Do you think that's the ghost of whatever used to be buried here?"
Doggy said, "I don't know, but I just thought of something else."
Kitty said, "What?"
"I wonder why Pooh McDoo had 3 belly buttons."
Kitty couldn't take it anymore. She yelled at Doggy, "That is not what we should be thinking about right now."
"Sorry."
All of a sudden, something grabbed the giant stone that had fallen in front of the doorway and pulled it aside. They saw daylight for the first time in days. Ah, they blinked in the light and saw the Earth Dragon looking in at them. Kitty and Doggy scrambled out of the tomb.
"Oh, thank you," they said.
The Earth Dragon nodded. "The king sent me to look for you. You were gone longer than anyone expected. I looked around the tombs for a little bit, but didn't see anything. I was just about to fly away, but then I heard Kitty yelling. It's a good thing she yelled, or I probably wouldn't have known you were here, and you would have been buried in the tombs forever."
Kitty blinked. "Wow. I'm glad Doggy annoyed me enough that I yelled."
Doggy smiled proudly. "Well then, I guess I do have a special power after all. The power to annoy."
Well, that's the end of the story, The Tombs of Notnik. The next story is called The Silver Sword. Goodbye.